You're listening to Archer Radio.
It's hard to take off.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Saturday, January 28th?
Yes.
2006. And we are leaving Rappahannock Cellars Winery. We've had a very enjoyable day for the boyfriend's birthday. Well, say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
How are you?
Getting comfortable.
The boyfriend's taking off his boots in the car so that he can have a relaxing ride home.
Feels good.
Feels good?
Yes.
Oh, no. Don't put your... Oh, honey. He's got his feet up on the dashboard.
Yes, because Archer doesn't mind getting comfortable in his car.
Speaking of the car...
He's taking my clothes off in his car.
No, he's not. Speaking of the car, what happened earlier today?
You were driving too close to the car ahead of you, and the car in front did not accelerate fast enough, and we were engaged in what we would call a fender bender.
Okay. We were actually at a stoplight turning right, and the truck in front of me made an acceleration to turn, and I thought he had turned, and then I looked to my left to see what was coming, and I was about to turn, and I pressed the gas pedal, and I bumped a light bump into the truck in front of me. The boyfriend was like, "Oh, honey, no," and he clapped his hands.
I tried to stop you. I tried to say, "Stop, stop, stop."
You didn't.
You drove right into him. You were just lucky that we were not driving at fast rates of speed, that I was not hurled through the windshield like a flying projectile. You were also lucky that the two of them were very easygoing and very cute.
Yes, because once we finally got pulled over on the side of the road, and he looked at his bumper, and he's like, I don't see anything wrong. And I only had this little bit of plastic pushed in. I mean, like, nothing.
And then you observed that they were both candidates for nude photography.
Yes, I actually thought that when I first got out of the car. I'm like, oh, that guy's kind of cute. Luckily, there was no major damage. It was just a bump. It was, like the boyfriend said, it was like a fender bender. It was nothing.
And they agreed to pose nude.
No, they didn't. But they would have been beautiful if they had... Well, at least the driver guy would have...
I like the passenger.
You like the passenger better?
Yeah.
I thought the driver's guy was better.
Well, the passenger had long hair and tattoos. He was kind of thin. I think he might have posed nude for some... You know, if you had some, like, booze to offer...
Six-pack of beer?
Yeah, or some nude magazines, naked women. I think he would have pulled his pants down.
So, in any case, the accident, as it's now going to be referred to as, was extremely minor. There was no major problems. The guy didn't even notice. There wasn't any damage to his bumper. And a tiny little piece of plastic on my car was pushed in on my bumper. So it was nothing. Of course, my heart was pounding at the time, and I was very worried and upset about it. Actually, you know, this is what I was more upset about. Was that the boyfriend was going to be upset with me.
I was just glad we decided not to take my car. My brand new car.
Because I would have been driving his brand new car.
And you would have been in severe trouble.
Now,
severe trouble.
What would I have done if I was driving your car?
Let's just say spanky poos would have been ordered.
Of course, but I mean in terms of the insurance.
Lots of spanky poos.
Would your insurance have covered?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
I'm never sure exactly how...
I am insured for that kind of circumstance. However, you would have endured serious spanky poos.
You know what I would have done? I would have paid your deductible is what I would have done.
Oh, of course. And you would have submitted to my every wish and whim.
Don't I do that always?
No. Do you eat olive salad?
Yes, I ate some today.
Do you eat grilled portobello mushrooms?
Yummy, yummy,
do
yummy.
Do you eat grilled eggplant?
I brought some today.
Do you eat stuffed salmon?
You don't even eat stuffed salmon.
I will.
No, you won't.
Do you eat sweet and sour eel?
You don't eat sweet and sour eel.
Well, you would have eaten sweet and sour eel. You would have done all kinds of things to make up for that kind of destruction.
Isn't that scene beautiful right there?
It is beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. We are leaving Rappahannock Cellars at about 5 o'clock in the evening, and the sun is at a certain height in the sky that is casting this beautiful golden color across the winter trees, the bare trees on the mountains.
The sky is beautiful.
Because we're in the we're in Rappahannock County, Virginia, I guess, right?
We are.
And there's some good mountains here, and it's absolutely beautiful. So let's review about what we did today. We went to Grey Ghost Winery for your birthday, and we brought some cake and some steak that you made and some blue cheese and a whole bunch of little different nibbly things. And we had the Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon from Grey Ghost. What year is that? Do you know?
I think it's 2002.
2002, and it was absolutely delicious.
Yummy.
So we spent probably, 2 hours there?
Yes.
At least 2 hours there. Oh, yeah, it was a little bit more than 2 hours there. Enjoying the wine, just having some great conversation, enjoying our foods, thinking about wineries that we're going to. And, of course, we were taking our notes for the article that we're writing for the daily news record for the Shenandoah Valley, which is the newspaper that we're going to be writing for, bi-weekly column. And just totally enjoying ourselves. And when the time ended, we were like, well, let's go somewhere else. It's still early enough. We can go somewhere else. So we decided on Rappahannock Cellars. But before we left, when we were paying our bill at the Grey Ghost Winery, we were surprised by the winemaker / owner gave us a taste of the yet-to-be-released Sauvignon Blanc. It was really good, wouldn't you say?
Very good.
Now, before I move on to Rappahannock Cellars, what would you like to say about the Reserve Cabernet, I should say?
Elegant and decadent.
You did use those words when we were eating. Elegant decadence, I believe you said?
Yes.
And we had, while we were there, we had the dark chocolate cake that I had made for the boyfriend.
Oh, we had chocolates and blue cheese, and that's the decadence part. And then the Cabernet, the Reserve Cabernet, aged for over 2 years,
provides more than 20 months, right?
Yes, provides the elegance. Elegant, rich finish, just lovely cherry flavors. We did not want to finish it. It was so good.
No, we were like making it last as long as we could. I mean, I had the last sip left, and the boyfriend tried to steal my glass.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, you drank all of mine, actually.
No.
You drank out of my glass.
No. I had a little sip left, and you were trying to take my glass, and I said, no.
I don't recall that.
Well,
I recall you stealing the wine out of my glass, and then pretending like nothing happened.
Well, in terms of the recollection, let's remember that you are older than me. So maybe your mind is going, but I was the one who had the wine left in the glass, and you were trying to take it.
Again, like Oscar Mayer, you are full of baloney.
No, I don't think so. Now, then we did take a little trip down the road, because Rappahannock Cellars is not too far from Grey Ghost. So we drove it was 8 miles, something like that, down the road. And we went to Rappahannock Cellars, and the tasting room was packed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
There must have been 15, 20 people in there?
At least.
So we just kind of squeezed up to the bar, and there was this one guy who helped us. And we were just enjoying their tastings. And we had three whites, was it?
Three whites, three reds, and a dessert wine.
Would you call that a dessert wine?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had those, and we thought, I thought, well, I know you did too, that the whites were a little bit stronger than the reds in terms of their flavors and, what am I thinking of? Describe that.
Quality. Yeah, the whites were better. The two better ones, of the three, the Sauvignon Blanc and the Chardonnay were definitely very good. I didn't really care for the Noblesse too much. But and then all the reds were dry as well. But dry, but a little young, not quite refined. Not much really distinguished one from the other. But, you know.
But again, remember our whole idea for the articles that we're writing for the DNR is that every winery produces every winery produces one good bottle of wine.
Yeah, and they produce good bottles of wine. There were several good bottles of wine.
But if you had to pick one, what would you say would be their good bottle of wine?
Of what we tasted, the Chardonnay.
Okay, the Chardonnay. Well, okay. But now we have to preface this by, we know that the boyfriend likes, I guess I shouldn't say heavily oaked Chardonnays, but oaky Chardonnays. You enjoy that.
Yeah.
And this was definitely an oaky Chardonnay, and the boyfriend enjoyed that completely. So that's why he would be choosing that. Now, I have to say that even though the reds were, I don't want to say weak, but they were, the quality wasn't as strong as the whites.
Weak, just indistinguishable.
I mean, that's a good way to say it, indistinguishable, yes.
Yeah.
But then we chose a glass of their claret to sit out on their patio or their whatever to enjoy, and I actually ended up enjoying that by the last sip. I thought it was
good.
Pretty good.
It was good, yeah.
Now their Meritage that has not been released yet. It's, I guess, pre-release, was it?
Yeah.
We tasted their Meritage, and I thought it was definitely. Well, I think that it needs more time. You thought that maybe it was drinkable?
Oh, it was rough. It was a little rough. By the time they bottle it, you probably want to lay it down for a while. But they make... Yeah, a Meritage is just a blend. It's just a Bordeaux-style blend of wine. So they've put it in the bottle already, and when you taste it, you understand that by July it's going to be a little softer. By July, if you put it down in your rack for another 6 months, it'll even out more. And so, you know, you buy those wines knowing that that's going to happen. So, you could tell from that tasting where that wine is going to go. You have to be patient with it. You could drink it now if you wanted to. But it would benefit from some rest time.
I would agree with that. So we ended up having a glass of their claret sitting out on the picnic tables, and we were probably there for an hour just sipping this one glass and chatting and talking. And actually, we were planning the sideways party that I'm going to have in March. Now, for those of you who are listening, if you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area on March 4th, you are invited to Archer and the Boyfriend's sideways party at my house, where we are going to be tasting some Merlots and watching the movie Sideways. I know that the movie Sideways is a couple of years old, or more than a year old. No, about a year old. But, it's just something fun to do and have some people over to enjoy some Merlots. And we have about 12 people on the list. Now, going back to the boyfriend's idea of gays and invitations, we're really only expecting about 5 to 6 people to show up. But it's nonetheless, I think the party will be fun. Do you have any comments about that, honey?
I think any homosexual within 50 miles of this podcast who does not come to Archer's sideways party is in jeopardy of being labeled unsophisticated and unfit for social activities.
Well, within 50 miles of this podcast, I don't know that there's anybody else who podcasts within 50 miles of me. Do you mean podcasters or listeners?
Listeners.
Well, you know, we actually have a listener out in Ashburn, Virginia. I believe his name is Kevin. Kevin, you're welcome to come, too. Just shoot me an email, and we'll give you an invite.
He better come, or he's going to be stamped unfit for social activities.
I have a feeling that if Kevin in Ashburn were to send me an email asking for an invite, that he would show up.
I'm sure he would.
Sure he would. So now, sweetheart, let's change the subject. Have you enjoyed your birthday weekend so far?
Oh, yes. Archer has given me a lovely birthday weekend, and he has given me some lovely gifts.
What did you get?
I got a digital camera.
His first digital camera.
My first camera in about 15 years.
Mind you, this is 2006, and it's the boyfriend's first digital camera.
I got a beautiful framed picture of stained glass in the cathedral, photographed by Archer himself. And I got a candle that will make my home smell lovely and beautiful.
It's for your bathroom.
Yes.
And that really wasn't one of the gifts, honey. I was just giving it back.
And I got a very sweet photo album of pictures that Archer has taken of me since our time together over the past year, and it was very sweet.
It was kind of like a retrospective of the last year that we spent together, with photos of certain activities that we've done that you remembered when you saw the photos, right?
Yes. And
I gave you a cell phone.
A cell phone. And you gave me that for Christmas.
No, that was actually for your birthday, but I wanted to give it to you early so you could use it.
And then Archer treated me to the lovely bottle of Reserve Cabernet from Grey Ghost. And he baked a very delicious dark chocolate cake.
Which is so good.
It was very good.
We might have to have a piece tonight.
We might.
With some red wine.
That would be beautiful.
Well, that's our trip today to Grey Ghost Winery and our trip to Rappahannock Cellars. Now, along the whole wine idea, we were able to pick up our 2006 passport collection. I keep calling it passport collection. I don't know what they're calling it this year. But it's the booklet that you collect the stickers from the different wineries you go to. And this year they're doing a different thing. You have to get so many stickers and then be put into a drawing for a special, actually it's a pretty nice prize. It's a one night stay at a hotel in Charlottesville with tours of wineries down in Charlottesville. So that actually sounds pretty good. But we have to look into the details of how many wineries you have to go to get that. We still haven't received our prize from the 2005 collection, but
we've heard it's pretty cheesy.
Yeah, we actually did. We heard today that it was a cheap wine glass, but next year it sounds pretty good.
I think it's like even it's like plastic or something.
Well, she said it was such cheap glass that it was like it was plastic. So, but we're on our way for the 2006 collection. We've already got four stickers in our books, thanks to the lady at Grey Ghost for granting us the stickers for the wineries that we've already visited for 2006. So, yeah, that's one thing we're looking forward to. And we actually got a ton of plans already in place to gain more stickers for 2006.
That's right, and you better not hog all the stickers.
I won't. As I told you, I'm going to give you one sticker as soon as we get home, so that we'll have a total of five. We'll already be well
you
on our way.
You haven't done that yet.
We're not home yet, honey. What are we doing tonight, by the way?
relaxing on the sofa, and you're going to give me a leg and foot massage.
I believe we're going to be doing some writing for our assignment.
I believe you will be doing the writing, and I will be doing the editing and proofreading for grammar and spelling mistakes.
Well, yeah, that's actually very true. And you know what, actually, now that I think about it, I could do the writing, you could dictate, and I could do the typing. Do I type better than you?
I don't think so.
Well, not in terms of accuracy, but speed?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
We'll see. You drive faster than I do.
I do drive faster than you do. I don't have my parades license anymore like you do. Do you know what a parades license is?
No.
You don't?
No.
A parades license is that so that you can drive 2 miles an hour in a parade.
How many fender benders have I been in since we've been together?
Since we've been together or in your entire... Wait a minute, or in your entire life? How many have you been in your entire life?
Fender benders?
Or accidents, for that matter.
Well, I've been in a couple of accidents, but they have not been my fault.
And how many fender benders have you been in that have been your fault?
None.
Are you sure about that?
I am definitely sure about that.
Okay, so a couple of fender benders and a couple of accidents.
No fender benders.
How did your bumper get hit?
My bumper didn't get hit.
Well, honey, before you trade in that car, it was all bent down. How'd that happen? Yes, it was.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. How did that happen?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Your SUV, before you gave it up, the bumper was all bent down.
I think you're making that up.
I think you're lying.
I don't think so.
I do. The point is that I have had one accident / fender bender in my entire life. I think my record is still very good.
Yes. And how many accidents does it take to send the innocent passenger flying through the window?
I don't know because I haven't had any accidents.
One. It takes one.
Well, we're not going to split hairs here. But the accident that I did have was not major. It was a tiny little bump of the car in front of me.
Only because you were following too close. You are...
Hey, I just thought of something. The reason your bumper is all bent down was because you were going too slow.
I don't even know what you're talking about. We'll have to start calling
you... He won't admit it.
Tailgating Tammy. Tailgating Tammy. That's your name.
What can we call you?
Perfect Pamela.
How about Bumper Betty?
How's about Angelic Angela?
I don't think so. Excuse me, I keep coughing. In any case, boys and girls, I think...
Bumper Beulah, that's your name.
That's your name, Bumper...
Bumper Beulah.
Bumper Beulah, your name. Oh, there's the new Ford Fusion. Did you see that?
No.
Well, in any case, I at first, when the accident first happened, I was upset and I was worried and jittery and my heart was pounding and all that. But once we got to Grey Ghost and I saw the damage, that there was a tiny little bit of damage, I realized it was nothing. It was just a tap. So I'm not concerned about it anymore.
Lead-footed Letty.
Okay.
That's your name. Lead-footed Letty.
All right. Well, I think we'll end this podcast now so that we can record one later and talk about other things. So, so say goodbye.
Goodbye, Hotfoot Harriet.
So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.